This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iran is sending mixed signals today as tensions with the U.S. appear to ease. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is warning of a very dangerous response if the U.S. makes, quote, another mistake. This comes a day after both sides appeared to step back from the brink on Wednesday. VOA White House correspondent Patsy Witkiswara has more.
In a speech at the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the missile attacks.
The American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime.
In an apparent move to de-escalate, Trump announced no military retaliation, only new sanctions on Tehran. He called on Western powers to abandon the Iran nuclear deal and work towards a new one. Via Twitter after the attacks, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the strikes were proportionate measures in self-defense and that Iran is not seeking war. Patsy Witkiswara, VOA News at the White House.
The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote on a measure limiting President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi describes last week's drone strike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani as provocative and disproportionate. She made the comment in a statement announcing the vote on a war powers resolution that seems certain to pass the House despite solid Republican opposition. Senator Tim Kaine is circulating a similar proposal in the Republican-controlled Senate, and while that one faces a decidedly uphill fight, a number of Republicans, including Utah's Mike Lee and Rand Paul of Kentucky, have indicated they're at least willing to listen and may even co-sponsor a resolution. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Australian authorities are urging another mass evacuation across the heavily populated southeast as a return of hot weather fanned huge bushfires. Reuters' Ciara Lee reports.
A return of extreme temperatures has led to calls for another mass evacuation in southeast Australia. Monster bushfires have scorched an area the size of South Korea, killing 27 people, while thousands have been made homeless. Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Thursday called for unity.
I would encourage all Australians to continue to follow the advice of authorities, to keep being kind to each other as the way you are. Thank you for your generosity and your support.
The New South Wales government has pledged a further $1 billion to help rebuild communities. The fires are expected to continue until Australia experiences solid rainfall.
That is Reuters' Ciara Lee reporting. An initial investigation by Iranian officials says the crew of a Ukrainian jetliner that crashed in Iran never made a radio call for help and was trying to turn back for the airport when the plane went down. Reuters' Adam Reed reports Ukraine's president believes there are several possible causes of the crash.
Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky is saying that his government is considering several possible causes of an Iranian plane disaster, which killed all 176 people on board, including 82 Iranians. The Ukraine international airline jet bound for Kiev crashed shortly after takeoff from Tehran on Wednesday, just hours after Iran's missile strikes on Iraqi military bases. The causes being investigated, according to Ukraine's National Council, includes a missile strike, terrorism, mid-air collision, or engine explosion. 63 Canadians were amongst those who died in the crash, many of whom were due to be catching a connecting flight to Kiev to return home.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan say they plan to step back as senior members of Britain's royal family and forge their own path. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan say they're stepping back from their royal roles and will split their time between the UK and North America. It came as a shock for the royal family, a royal source saying they're hurt and disappointed. Buckingham Palace's consternation came across in a rare outspoken statement. The family understood their desire to take a different approach, it said, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through. The British media has given Meghan a rough ride, which Harry describes as bullying, drawing parallels with the experience of his mother, Princess Diana, who was killed in a car crash in 1997 as her car sped away from the paparazzi. But if Thursday's reaction was anything to go by, their hopes of curbing the intense scrutiny they're under may be frustrated.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.